Vancouver, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says world leaders meeting in Munich have agreed to a nationwide cessation of hostilities in Syria to begin in 1 week.
We have also established a task force under the auspices of the UN and co-chaired by Russia and the United States. And over the coming week, this group will work to develop the modalities for a long-term, comprehensive, and durable cessation of violence, of hostilities.
Mr. Kerry told reporters that ending hostilities will not apply to the terrorist groups, including Islamic State, al-Nusra, and others, which could still come under attack. Group in Munich also agreed to accelerate and expand the delivery of humanitarian assistance to Syria. A UN task force will oversee that display. U.S. Secretary of State, Defense, that is, Ash Carter, said Thursday that the NATO alliance may become a member of the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State. Mr. Carter told reporters at a meeting of more than two dozen defense ministers in Brussels, the NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg was expressing and exploring the possibility. Secretary Carter said NATO would bring the alliance's experience in building partner capacity and training ground forces. All of NATO's 28 member states are already in the Anti-Islamic State Alliance. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has reappointed his rival Riek Machar as vice president. Appears to be aimed at ending the country's civil war. It basically restores the presidency to where it was before the fighting erupted in South Sudan just over 2 years ago. This is VOA News. Brazil has announced an agreement with a U.S. university to develop a vaccine against the Zika virus. A news conference, Health Minister Marcelo Castro said the Brazilian government will invest $1.9 million toward that partnership between the University of Texas and Brazil's Evandro Chagas Institute. That will happen over the next 5 years. Castro and the health ministry also has reached vaccine partnerships with the U.S. Center for Disease Control and working with the pharmaceutical giant GSK. The two Democratic U.S. presidential candidates, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, held another debate late Thursday. Clinton opened the debate by saying she wants to knock down all barriers she says holds Americans back. Sanders said the federal government has a moral responsibility to play a role in making sure people have a higher standard of living. Pope Francis has embarked on a trip that will take him to Mexico with a stop in Cuba for a historic meeting with the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill. Kirill is in Cuba for a state visit. Today's meeting is the first of its kind, an effort to heal the 1,000-year-old schism that has divided Christianity between the East and the West. A senior pastor at a church in Hangzhou, China, has been replaced and is under investigation for embezzlement, adding to fears of a growing crackdown on Christianity. Shannon Van Zandt has our report.
Late last month, police detained leading pastor Li Guangzhong and his wife. Their arrest followed the detention of Gu Yuexi and his wife. Gu was the senior pastor of the 10,000-member Chongyi Church, the largest government-approved Protestant church in China. Prior to his detention, China's state-approved religious groups, the Three Self-Patriotic Movement and the China Christian Council, forcibly removed Gu from his post, with authorities saying he is being investigated for corruption. The arrests come against the backdrop of an ongoing campaign against Christian crosses in Zhejiang. Shannon Van Sant, Hong Kong.
Speculation rose today that the Bank of China, the Japan that is, would call on emergency meeting prior to its next scheduled session in mid-March. Amid a surging yen and plunging equity prices, observers are saying the central bankers might push interest rates even below 0% and expand an asset purchase program that already totals about $710 billion annually. Japan's benchmark stock index, the Nikkei 225, fell to a 16-month low today, down more than 4.8% on the day. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.